One of your measures for this session debated this week and Third Red sent on to the House, and that's Senate Bill 612.
Yes, finally got it done out of the Senate. It's been a hassle. It was filibustered before for 3 or 4 hours, and I had to lay it over. Got a chance, the floor leader let me bring it up again this week, and was able a couple hours later, 3 hours later, got it done. Then we got the third read. Truly agree, and it's on its way to the House. And 612 to me is extremely important because it dealt with the illegal aliens that had been deported, which is a felony to come in here in the first place, came back to the United States after being deported, which is another felony, and then would commit crimes in states. So what my bill did, said if you've been deported, come back, commit any type of felony or misdemeanor assault or misdemeanor abuse, spousal abuse primarily, then you would face a 1 to 7 year punishment here in the state of Missouri. Trying to keep illegals out if they come in, we're real willing to take care of them. The federal government doesn't seem to be doing anything about this. It came up in Washington, D.C. another time under the Cates Law, but since they won't do it, I think Missouri can. And I think it's a great law. Had the minority party not like it, but anytime somebody does something that nasty, they need to be in prison. And I think I had record of 129 murders that had been turned loose by immigration authorities, and yet they were turned loose coming back in the state doing these things and killing people. I think there's, I forgot how many misdemeanors.
And it's been a pattern as well, as you say, that a lot of these people, if they are deported, they always seem to find their way back multiple times in some cases.
They do. I think it's since 2010, 124 illegal immigrants who have been turned loose by the federal government have been tied to 138 murders here in the United States and been released again. It just totally blows my mind. So I think we have to protect Missouri citizens. This bill, had Kansas had this law, the person that recently killed 4 people in Kansas and came to Missouri and killed an individual outside St. Louis, had Kansas had this law, he would have never been doing that had they enforced a law like this. He had records of spousal abuse, other records too, and should have been deported again, but if they won't do it, let's put him in jail.
This week, the final version of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, now on its way to the executive branch.
It has, and that's been quite a drawn-out affair. It is every year, but we finalized it and came out pretty good. I was proud of some of the things we did. We did defund Planned Parenthood of any state money and any way to channel federal money to them, and in doing so, we opened up the opportunity where county health units can now do some of the things. So instead of having 14 Planned Parenthood locations do these different things, pap smears, etc., for females, then now it's like available in 800 areas in the state, 800 different locations through county health units, through the FQHCs, and other organizations like that. So it really does expand the use of what they're designed for and trying to keep Planned Parenthood not doing the abortions and the fetal sales.
Before the budget was finalized today, as we tape this, the supplemental budget for the current fiscal year was also passed, believed to be the highest supplemental in state history, mainly because of increases in Medicaid.
It was extremely expensive, and every year we have supplementals, and people, budget department heads, turn in their budget, and then they exceed, and then they come in asking us for more money. And this year, they exceeded by $573 million, I believe it was. And so we have to pay our bills, so we agreed to do that. But we made them make some serious commitments that this would not happen again. And Medicaid has just gone crazy in the state of Missouri, primarily because of pharmaceuticals and the increase in it. I think the entire budget for that was like $395 million is what they requested for that department increase over last year, and the total state budget only took in $350 million more than last year. Total budget's over $7 billion, but it's just incredible how that's eating away the state budget. If it continues to grow like that, there will not be any money for schools, there will not be any money for higher ed, K-12, any new programs. It's going to be really a mess if we don't get a better handle on it, and we're trying really hard. Senator Schaefer, who's budget chair, is really involved in this, and he's just been outstanding as far as helping us out with this. Great leader.